Welcome to our Sunday podcast on this, the 17th Sunday after Trinity Sunday. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Blessed are you, Creator of all. To you be praise and glory for ever. As your dawn renews the face of the earth, bringing light and life to all creation, may we rejoice in this day you have made, as we wake refreshed from the depths of sleep. Open our eyes to behold your presence, and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and for ever. Amen. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city that is at unity in itself. Thither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as is decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there are set the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. O pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, and tranquillity within your palaces. For my kindred and companions' sake, I will pray that peace be with you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Reading today is the concluding part of the Epistle of James, chapter 5. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us. And he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if any among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Reading from Mark chapter 9. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will soon afterwards speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink, because you bear the name of Christ, will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to bend to life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut that off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where worm never dies and the fire never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can it be seasoned? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another. Thanks be to God. Today has a feel of celebration. The choir will be singing at St. Andrew's for the first time in a very long time. And that has a special welcome in our hearts. People have really enjoyed it as we've begun to sing hymns and so on again. And then this afternoon, Zug congregation is having a barbecue and social gathering before the services, and that will be a celebration as well. I think we've all begun to realise what we've been missing by not meeting up in recent times due to the COVID situation. And now there's a sense of renewed enjoyment by gathering together. Long may it be so. There's been stronger attendance in St. Gallen, in the distance there, one of our daughter communities. I've noticed people lingering longer after services too, as we've all been missing those times to talk together. Not always talking of anything special, simply catching up, talking. I'm sure I've noticed some with a spring in their step. Life is looking up. The Christian faith is all about celebration, celebrating the love of God in very many different ways. The great value of developing our faith is that it does strengthen us to face life when times are difficult. We know that times can be tough. For some people, it's tough every day. Faith helps keep it together. So today, we celebrate our Christian faith as we worship together, even though on a podcast at a distance like this. My mind went back this week to a girl called Anne. I always remember her and her work with school children. But she often used the phrase, "Life is not a bed of roses." I'm sure you've heard that. And the value of faith in Jesus is in taking on his teaching. It strengthens us to face the future. Now, in his day, very many flocked to hear him, but not so many were prepared to do what he taught. He told stories about this and how crowds could be fickle and people fall away. And it's sad, partly because they drifted away, but because the very things he was teaching were precisely the things that would strengthen them to face difficult times and know how to behave when emotion overtook them. And we all have difficult times. This week has been a sad week for me, as various things have happened in other people's lives that have come to my notice, and we think of them in our prayers. But today, our readings contain encouragements, but also lessons and warnings. We cannot have one without the other. James, towards the end of his letter, speaks of how valuable it is when we help one another stay on the narrow path. If anyone wanders from the path, my brothers and sisters, he says, it's good for us to bring them back. And that is a cause for rejoicing, according to Jesus. This year there have been discussions among clergy and churches about how to get going again after the lockdown effect. To what extent may people have simply got out of the habit of attending church, of finding other distractions during lockdown and so on? And I think it's been particularly difficult for families without gathering activities for children. Children want to run round and play together. They've had to find other things to occupy their families. And what happens now? I'm pleased we'll be soon welcoming an assistant chaplain who brings experience of work with children and families. That needs to become a focus. We are going to recommence our two Sunday services at the end of October when the clocks go back. But before we decided that at a council recently, the fifth Sunday in October was the day I'd planned to use the Book of Common Prayer at the main service, when I thought there would be only one service. Well, that now coincides with starting up the 9 o'clock service again, so it seems sensible to do that then. So make sure this goes in your diary for the Book of Common Prayer if you would like that liturgy. We are looking ahead too to a range of Christmas services this year, so we hope we can enjoy the celebrations in a fresh way, a welcome return. About 10 or 15 years ago, I remember a campaign in England called Back to Church Sunday. I think that was for people who hadn't been for 20 years or something. So a couple of years is not comparable. Well, the thought is there. What are we to take heed of from the themes of today in church? One word, I think, encouragement. Even the warnings are an encouragement to do the right thing. Says James, are any among you suffering? Support one another in prayer. Are you feeling cheerful? Then sing songs of praise. Are you sick? Ask for special prayers. Prayer is powerful. And beware that some of your angst isn't becoming destructive to your health or to others. James is simple and clear. Then we read that the disciples in Mark are rather concerned that unknown people were invoking Jesus' name without their authority. Jesus replies that Someone using his name as an authority will be unlikely to put him down in the next breath, so let it be. But he doesn't stop there. He goes on to say more, and rather concerning statements too. See, Jesus doesn't seem to be concerned about power and what the disciples raised, who's working miracles in his name and so on. No, Jesus goes on rather to talk about the vulnerable people in our world, the abuse of power, and how his followers need to be careful. Adults are quite quick to shout foul in church when something doesn't suit them. But who cries foul on behalf of the children when they are being ignored? Jesus is quite forthright. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better to have a great millstone hung around your neck. Need I go on about cutting off your hand or feet and pulling your eyes out? Jesus is trying to say something very powerful here. This week, then, we are reminded by Jesus and James not to lose sight of the core of our faith, nor drift off course, nor drift away, nor to forget the vulnerable. Salt needs to keep its flavour. What I hadn't particularly noticed before at the end of this reading was that Jesus gave a context. Have salt in yourselves, he says in Mark, so as to be at peace with one another. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The Prayer of the Collect. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. Pour your love into our hearts and draw us to yourself, and so bring us at last to your heavenly city, where we shall see you face to face. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Today, let us bless the Lord and encourage one another. Thanks be to God.